Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
I'm Jim Logue, and welcome to At the Organ. Today is June 28th, and this Saturday will be America's Independence Day, the 4th of July. On today's program, we have some excellent patriotic music to set the mood for the celebration. So let's celebrate our freedom on At the Organ. John Philip Sousa is a man whose name and music are near the top of the list of the best symbols of American patriotism. He was a conductor of the Marine Band first, then started the famous Sousa Band. According to his obituary, which was printed in the New York Times on March 6, 1932, Sousa's service at the White House covered the terms of Presidents Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, and Harrison. Many of his famous musical works were composed during this period. One of those, the Washington Post March, was adopted by many dancing masters for use in teaching the two-step, which is just being introduced at the time. He didn't make a lot of money from that composition. In fact, he sold it for $35, and consider how much it's played today. Our organist for this selection is Douglas Major. He served as the choral director and organist at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., where he often performed for nationally televised and state occasions at the cathedral, including the memorial service for the September 11, 2001 attacks. Major currently lives in Salem, Massachusetts, and is music director at St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Marblehead. This was recorded in 1995 on a 1963 four-manual E.M. Skinner Aeolian Skinner pipe organ at the National Cathedral. Composed by John Philip Sousa, The Washington Post March. John Philip Sousa composed more than 300 musical works, about a third of which are marches. The Stars and Stripes Forever was composed on the homeward voyage after a tour of Europe. It's been frequently reported to have been his own favorite. According to the Library of Congress website, America's Story from America's Library, the inspiration for the Stars and Stripes Forever came while Sousa was traveling home to the United States. Sousa and his wife were enjoying a European vacation in 1896, when he saw a startling newspaper article. Sousa's band manager, David Blakely, had died a few days earlier. Well, soon, Sousa and his wife were on a ship heading towards New York. On a journey home, Sousa started hearing the rhythmic beat of a band playing within my brain. It kept on ceaselessly playing, playing, playing. Throughout the whole tense voyage, that imaginary band continued to unfold the same themes, echoing and re-echoing the most distinct melody. When he got home, he wrote down the music for what would become Stars and Stripes Forever. Sousa said the song was about the feeling of coming home to America and how in a foreign country, the sight of the Stars and Stripes seems the most glorious in the world. The organ duo Elizabeth and Raymond Chanel were performed for us, also on the Alien Skinner pipe organ at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. You're listening to At the Organ. Charles Ives graduated from Yale University in 1902 and went to work at the Mutual Life Insurance Company. He later joined the Charles H. Raymond & Company Insurers Agency until that company closed their doors in 1907. Ives and his friend John Myrick formed their own insurance company, Ives & Company, later to be renamed Ives & Myrick. Ives is the one who created ways to structure life insurance packages for people of means, which laid the foundation of the current practice of estate planning. Many of Charles Ives' colleagues in the insurance world were quite surprised when they found out that Ives was also an accomplished musician and composer. His music was not used much during his lifetime, but later became very popular. Ives composed Variations on America for a 4th of July concert in Brewster, New York. Many of today's organists consider the piece challenging, but Ives once said that playing it was as much fun as playing baseball. Yoon Kyun Kim will perform this for us. She holds a doctoral degree in organ performance from Indiana University and serves on the faculty at Sinclair Community College and is organist and choir master at Christ Episcopal Church in Dayton, Ohio. It is at this church that she will perform Variations on America. The church is home to a 1967 Tellers Muller 4-manual 57-rank pipe organ.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.